Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hey everyone, welcome to Social Blend. Class is officially in session. So everyone, get your drink, get your popcorn, because we have shit to discuss. Gracie, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing wonderful. I'm eating some of the Taco Bell I drunk ordered last night. I ordered like $70 of Taco Bell.
Okay, wait. Can we talk real quick? To me, Taco Bell is one of those foods that it tastes even better the next day.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I love it, especially their burritos. Guys, don't knock it until you try it. But literally one time I got a bean burrito. I was so fucked up. I was so full so quick that I just left it on the table. The next morning rolls around and I was like, oh, did I have some? I'm kind of hungry. The best. It was better than what it was the night before. Because I don't just get one bean burrito.
Wait, so was it unrefrigerated?
No. I put it in the fridge.
Oh, I thought you said
I'm sorry. Table. I should have said that. Yeah. I put it in the fridge.
Okay. All right, thank God.
It was delicious. Yeah.
What's been your favorite Taco Bell item, your go-to item recently?
So guys, I haven't had Taco Bell in a while.
Ew.
I know. But it's coming. That day is coming. So my go-to is always their spicy potato taco.
My nacho fries are heated up.
Go get them.
All right. Keep talking.
All right. So yeah, and the nacho fries also. Those are one of my favorites. But currently it's still the spicy potato taco. It's just so good. I get everything on it minus the cheese. I don't get the cheese on it. And then also they have a rice and bean burrito. And same thing. I just remove the cheese. It comes with nacho cheese. I remove it. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious. I love it. It's one of my favorites. And it's filling. That's why I love it.
Yeah, no, the rice and bean burrito is underrated. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And it's on their dollar or,
Their deal menu.
Deal menu.
Value menu.
Remember it used to be a dollar? So sad.
My God. Depressing that everything's so expensive now.
Literally.
Yeah. What was this thing? Oh, I've really been loving this thing and I customize it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pull up my order.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what it is. It is so good.
Oh, so this is something you customize it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a vegan, that's almost all my orders are customized. That's why I just do it on the app because it's easier instead of me going to the window and be like, and minus this and minus that.
Yeah. Oh my God, where do I find my orders? On here.
It should go to profile.
Am I? Oh, orders. Got it.
Go to profile and it says, yeah.
I got it. So I get the black bean chalupa.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm.
And I add, so it's a chalupa supreme, so it has the sour cream and the tomatoes. But I add nacho cheese sauce onto it.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And it already comes with the Mexican blend or the three blend cheese or whatever.
Okay, yeah. So it comes with all that stuff.
Yeah, but I add the nacho cheese and it's so good.
I love it there. The chalupa though, oh my God. If it wasn't $5, I would get it all the time.
I know. Oh, it's so good.
Why is it so expensive for that delicious meal.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I love it. We should do... I've been saying to do this. I want to do a mukbang on this show. And then, like, we get food and eat.
Oh, my God. You think we should?
I think we should. I think everyone would love it. And then we you just
want,
say...
You want to hear us chewing and swallowing and talking with our mouths open?
I know. So, usually, it's... you know, people would find it gross, but I feel like people would really like it.
All right.
There would be a select few.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm doing it right now.
You know, literally. No, it looks so good, but I just ate, like, 75 pounds of, like, sushi. So, I'm like,
What sushi do you got?
So, I get a sweet potato roll, and I get avocado. So, there's a few avocado. There's...
Okay.
So, like, tonight, I got avocado and cucumber roll.
Oh, that one's so
delicious.
Good.
And then there's also one. It's an avocado and peanut.
Yeah, that one's good, too.
Ah, that one is my favorite. I love it.
No, yeah, and the sweet potato, because it's sweet potato tempura, usually. So, it's, like, fried. It's so good. It's
delicious.
Oh.
So, it's so good. Like, it's so good. But now I physically can't get up. Like, I can't move.
No, I feel you. No, like...
My body...
Sushi seems like it's so light, but, like, it's filling.
It's filling as hell. It's heavy as hell.
It's got rice.
It really is.
Steven is, like, sitting in a bag of garbage right now.
Steven is her new cat, everybody. If you...
Steven,
if you didn't listen to that episode.
Yeah. I'm, like, in the middle of doing the garbage, and I, like, have it out, and he's in it. I'm like, what a little freak. You're weird, bro.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, I don't know what else has been going on with me besides this Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I've been working a lot.
I'm just exhausted.
But.
I don't know. I feel like so much has been going on. Oh, wait. This past weekend. Well, Sunday into Monday, I got like a stomach bug. I had a 24-hour stomach bug. I lost like 5 pounds. I did not eat. I physically couldn't eat. I don't know what was going on.
No, that's how I am most of the time. Like, I physically can't eat.
Wow. Oh, I honestly wish.
I said this last time, like, I lost 10 pounds in, like, a month.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. So, I mean, I probably gained it back, especially tonight, but, like, I lost 5 pounds in 2 days. I physically was drinking only water, and then I was able to, like, have coffee here and there. I just needed something. I was, I just needed a flavor. So, that was crazy. And then right after, like, I would say, like, around 6 p.m. on Monday, it was, like, nothing happened. All of a sudden, like, it was so weird. I felt fine.
That's crazy. Like, I had COVID, what? Like, 5 weeks ago? 6 weeks? Almost 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Literally almost 2 months ago. I had it.
Crazy.
Yeah, because I definitely had it at the Lucky's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the 20th. That's, like, 2 months from tomorrow. And my stomach still isn't right. I should probably go to the doctor.
Oh, my God. That is so... how are you... are you uncomfortable or are you managing?
Oh, all the time. But right now, I feel good. So, I'm, like...
You're able...
Monopolizing on that?
Yeah. Oh, my... Of course. Hell, yeah. I would do the same.
So, I'm eating now because while I'm feeling good, you know?
Yeah. And then also, did you see my other thing that was going on with me? Guys, I got blocked by another housewife.
What?
Yes.
Why?
I am a little upset about this one. Okay, so we all know, and if you don't know, I'll recap. Lisa Rinna blocked me on Instagram. Okay?
Why?
This was like 4 years ago because she was... what is it called? Like, capitalizing on her daughter's eating disorder. I didn't like that. And the daughter kept saying, stop saying that. Like, stop using that. So I kind of was just like, stop using your daughter as a storyline and stop using her eating disorder as a way to like stay on a show. Like, it's not okay. And she literally said, okay, George. And then she blocked me after that. So that was Lisa Rinna. Then, yeah. So then Karen Huger blocked me.
No, she didn't.
On Twitter. I was devastated. Because, like, all right. So I was, when I first started watching Potomac, I did not like Karen.
Okay.
Okay. So I would kind of like tweet, like, oh my God, I can't stand her. Then when she was going through that legal trouble, I was like, of course she is. Like, and then she blocked me because of that. But yeah, then I ended up loving Karen Huger. So, like, you know, 6 seasons later, I love Karen Huger.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was like after season 4, then I loved her, but it was too late. She blocked me. Yeah, so that's that. But like on Instagram, we're cool. So next on the list is Dr. Nicole, who's on The Real Housewives of Miami. And I don't know what I did. I've never said
she just left the show though,
she
right?
She just left the show and I wasn't seeing anything about it. And my friend's like, wait, you aren't seeing this post? And I said, no, it's showing that's unavailable. She's like, oh my God, I think she blocked you. I'm like, what?
And she did.
She did. It's so sad. I did not say anything about her. I really like her. So, weird. Unless it's, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. She blocked me though, so it's over. I'm like really sad about that. But we move on and we keep living. So,
yeah.
I just think, whatever. I was like, yeah, like not me being blocked by another housewife.
I know. That's so funny.
Yeah, like, especially because I didn't say anything about her.
Right, it's so weird.
It's weird. Well,
if anything big happens, maybe I'll let you know if I see it.
Let me know, please. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God, so this is a little bit silly, but it's funny. And I know he's definitely not going to listen to this, so I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
All of you guys, so my friend started doing this like silly, stupid thing this summer where every time he saw a Cybertruck, like he tried to take a selfie with it. It's like so funny. And
they're all over the place. How about Jersey
all
City?
Over the place now. They're like, all weird? Over the place now.
Who the fuck is affording $250,000?
I don't know. Like, it's so fucking weird. But then he was also, like, drinking a lot of martinis this summer. And, like, a couple of the times that he saw Cybertrucks, excuse me, he was also having a martini. So it was a Cybertruck and martini summer for him.
Okay.
And so I saw a Cybertruck once recently, and I sent him a photo. And then he, like, literally saw one, like, a couple minutes after I had sent my picture.
Yeah.
And so he sent me one back and I was like, shut the fuck up. And then a couple days ago, I got like a targeted ad for a Hot Wheels Cybertruck.
I did too.
Stop it.
I also did. And I thought it was like a joke.
No, my God, it's not. And it's like $25.
Yeah.
But I bought it and I'm going to give it to him for his birthday, which is in November.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Because I was like, I texted it to him. I was like, not me getting this targeted ad. And he was like, LMAO, I want one. And I was like, well, maybe you'll get one for your birthday.
Right.
And he was like, like the smirk emoji, like age 31, getting back into Hot Wheels. I was like, honestly, it's about damn time.
And you know what I said when I saw that? I said, who the fuck would buy this?
Noonie.
There you go. Well,
I bought it for him.
But, yeah. You know. I am dying. That is amazing.
He's
I love
crack
that.
Up and it's going to like, oh my God. He like laughs at everything. So like, but he's going to like get, he's going to laugh really, really hard.
Yeah. When no, I love that.
I can't wait. Oh my God.
That's such a fun gag gift.
I know.
I love that.
It was like $25, but I was like, whatever. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that's worth it to like see his reaction.
Yeah. Oh my God, I have to find that. I think, I'm trying to think where I saw it. I don't know if it was an ad from Amazon or an ad from like Walmart.
It was from Amazon and I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where I saw it too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is so funny. Yeah, they're all over the place though. They've been popping up all over. And I was like, this is crazy. Because when it first came out, everyone was like laughing about it. Like, oh my gosh, look at this.
They're so stupid. They're the dumbest thing. Okay.
They are the dumbest thing. Like, even if I had the money, I would never, ever get that.
They look so stupid.
They look dumb. So, I mean, that's great for anybody that has one, like, awesome, but no, I'll never. It's just ugly to me. So, that's it. Anything else going on with you?
No.
Should we see what our day list is? We haven't done that in a long time.
I know, but do people even still care about day lists?
I kind of want to see mine. Let me see mine real quick. I'm like, I still care about day lists.
Okay. Mine's like kind of sexy.
You want to go first or me?
I'll go. Mine is velvety, earthy evening. I'm like, ooh.
You're like, after this podcast, pressing play. All right. Mine is panicked recession, pop Thursday evening.
Hop?
Pop. Like pop culture.
I love it. What's the first three songs? What are the first three songs?
Guess. Featuring Billie Eilish.
Okay, that one's good.
Feminine Eminon by...
Feminine Eminon?
Yeah.
It's a Feminine Eminon.
And Joyride by Kesha.
Okay. I don't know any of the three songs, so I'm not even going to say them.
What? Oh, yours.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just sang the one.
Yeah, no. But yeah, that's really it. What else?
Honestly, that's, I'm trying to think. Me being like sick kind of threw me off.
Yeah. And like, I haven't really been into like the celebrity news and stuff lately because
yeah,
I've been like so busy. And then when I'm not like working 12 hours a fucking day.
Right.
I'm usually like at the bar with my friends.
Yeah. You're living your own celebrity life.
I know. I'm a Jersey City celebrity. Everyone knows me and everybody remembers me. People are like, oh, we've met before, Gracie. And I'm like,
you're like, oh,
I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry. I can't remember everybody. I mean, I'm just too famous. Like,
yeah. I love that. But yeah, honestly, though, there hasn't really been any, like, celebrity things going on. We are going to discuss during pop culture, but there's one that is insane. Yeah. But that's it. We could get into reality TV, though.
Okay. So, right. You guys, the first thing.
Yeah.
Is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is back and better than ever, baby.
Back.
My queen, Meredith Marks, is blessing our screens.
Mm-hmm.
I literally love everything about her. Like, I don't even think she's a bad person. Like, I genuinely think she's just great. Like, I want to be her friend.
No, I feel the same way. So Salt Lake City is one of those shows that I just love them all. Even the ones I cannot stand, I still enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I just am obsessed. With all them. Oh my God, I'm dying. But yeah, so the premiere happened last night and we are filming this on a Thursday and literally it was so good. It blew me away. I loved it. Everyone that hasn't watched it, please go watch it.
Yeah.
Mary is back full time. She is incredible from the start, from the jump. Amazing. And we also have three new girls, but one is a full-time housewife. The other one is our friends of. She's okay. She's different. Bronwyn,
I kind of like her style.
Yeah, no. I think her style is pretty cool. And I like what she wore during the premiere.
Yeah, the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was so cool.
I loved it. But I don't know. I have to see more of her. But she's Lisa's friend, and then the other girl is whose friend? Whitney's friend.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's like Whitney and her friend of, and then you have Lisa and then her friend Bronwyn, who's a full timer. But yeah, honestly, this episode was amazing from start to finish. I'm actually going to probably rewatch it after this because I just need like a second watch because there was just so much happening that I really need to just sit down.
No, and, I know.
And watch
it. I was like trying to watch it during my commute.
Yeah. Back,
like to go pick up one of the kids I babysit.
Yeah.
And I really like couldn't, it was just hard, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's hard.
But like I finished like where I left off and now I'm like watching it again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was
but the opening sequence was cool when they were doing like the voiceover.
I loved it.
It was really good. Like this show is just so good.
It's so good.
It just has something that like other Housewives shows don't to me.
Yes, I agree.
It's like special. It's so good.
You know what it is? And this is like my opinion. I just feel like we, like Salt Lake City and Utah itself, it's such a mystery to us, especially the East Coast. Like we don't know much about Utah or Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So the people there, like all of them are so different and unique that you just have to watch. Like they're different because we are right here in New York where it's a melting pot and we see so many different people, but Salt Lake City is just so different. I can't describe it. It's just like,
it's so good.
They're unlike anybody I've ever seen. Like, I love it. They're so intriguing. Like I want to watch more. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
So, and then talking about Salt Lake City, there's also the Secret Life of Mormon Wives, which I've started watching.
Yeah. Everyone's been talking about it because Angie Harrington's like first husband, is married to one of the girls on the show.
Yeah, which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely want us to watch that and like review it because I only watched the first episode, so I'm gonna try to watch more. But it's so far it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna have to watch.
Yeah, it's just about a group of Mormon wives. Some of them are very strict and serious about the Mormon lifestyle. And then there's others that are more lenient. And then there's the two that end up being swingers.
That's crazy. Okay, I have to watch.
Yeah, it's very juicy. It's very juicy. Like, I love it so far. And I'm only on one episode.
Love. Okay, I'm gonna watch.
And it's on for anyone that wants to watch it, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
And I think the whole series is out. I don't think it's like every week there's a new episode. I think it's just the whole season is out. It's become quite I think it's number one on Hulu, number one on reality TV. So they're really doing great.
Okay, I love that. But it's not gonna be for long because Salt Lake City's back.
Right. Because now Salt Lake City is back. So it is going to, they're definitely going to have to be someone crowned. But
yeah.
Oh my God. And then talking about Hulu, this was one of my pop culture moments, but I'll say it here. Hulu has raised their prices again. This is the third time in one year that they've raised their prices. Like, when is it going to end? Help me help you. When I first started Hulu, it was $4.99.
I know. No ads, $4.99.
Yeah, no ads. Literally. And now, like, what about their loyal members? Like, we've been here from the start.
I know.
So, whatever.
It's so annoying. And, like, I feel like I pay, like, $100 a month on, like, streaming.
Yeah, no, me too. Because now they make everyone get the service. So
I know. It's so stupid.
It's insane. Okay, stop right there.
You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. And we're back. Okay, so let's get into pop culture. But before I get into pop culture, while we were doing our ad break, I was checking my emails and I got an email from Ancestry DNA.
Oh my God.
And they said we have information about who your dad might be.
No.
And it's my dad. It's my dad. That was always the ongoing joke. Because you know how, like, Khloe Kardashian, like, everyone thought, like, O.J. Simpson was her dad?
Yeah.
So that's, like, our ongoing joke in my family. Because, like, I don't look like anybody. Like, I don't look like my other siblings. I look like my mom. So, like, we're always like,
right, yeah.
What if my dad isn't my dad? But when I did the ancestry thing, it popped up immediately that my dad was my dad. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, that's my dad then.
Love that.
So, all right. Anyway, pop culture. I mean,
yeah, pop culture.
Oh, pop culture. I'm sorry. Yeah. So pop culture.
Duh.
Should we start heavy or should we go in light?
Yeah, let's get it over with. I'm done.
Okay. Diddy, Diddy, Diddy. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy P, every name you could think of, is a disgusting sex trafficker.
Disgusting, yeah. Horrible. It's so bad. Like, I don't even want to talk about all the other stuff I know about it. That's so bad, but it's, like, horrible.
It is so disgusting. They officially have arrested him.
And he got denied bail.
And he got denied bail. He offered $50 million in bail money to get him out. And they are not letting him go. That's how you know how bad this is. It's so disgusting. Yep, good. Good. Because they know he has enough money to fly away and never be seen again. So
I know, yeah, exactly.
It's just that kind of thing where, like, Cat Williams this year was talking to Shannon on that podcast he did. I was like, holy shit. Like, he was right about P. Diddy. Because he was saying, like, they're coming for P. Diddy.
Of course
he
was.
He's disgusting. And then I just think of Wendy Williams. Because Wendy Williams knew so many years ago all of this. She said all of this. And no one believed it. Because, like, we don't know. You know? So, and now I'm like, oh, I wish she was here today to be like, see? Like, look what happened. Like,
well,
and I'm
she's
happy.
Here, but she's just not here mentally.
Right. Yeah. She is still here with us. But I mean, like, I wish she was still, I wish she still had her show where she had that platform, you know?
Yeah. So
That just really sucks.
Right. No, for sure.
Yeah. But it is a disgusting situation. I am so sick and tired of these people doing this bullshit to these people. I am sick of it.
I know.
And it's that kind of thing that's like, when is it going to end? Like, and who else is doing this? Like, everyone seems so nice. And then it's like, there are these.
No, I know.
You know,
it's fucking disgusting.
It's hard. It's hard to trust people now. So that's that. That's all we know for now. He's in jail until his court hearing. So that's it. I don't want to give him any recognition. He deserves none. But I feel like this is something that we have to put out there.
Yeah.
And speak about, because there's so much more that's going to be going on. I'm telling you right now.
Right.
There's so many others that are going to be taken down like this too. All right. So next, Miley Cyrus sued for Flowers song.
Wait, what?
Yep. She has been sued for the Flowers song because it sounded like Bruno Mars's If I Was Your Man. Now,
no, it doesn't.
Exactly. I don't see any similarity except for I hope he buys you flowers, and hers is I could buy myself flowers. Like, it does not sound the same. But anyway, it's not Bruno Mars that's suing her. It's it's the producers that made the beat to the song who is suing her.
Like,
it's such a messy situation.
Suing someone is so embarrassing.
It really is.
Like,
it really is. So yeah, that's all we know about it right now. But I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, it's really not that big of a deal. And not even that, it does not sound the same. It does not sound the same.
Yeah.
So I guess because TikTok made it an audio, and these producers, I guess they need money or something, because they were like, let's run with this. So,
yeah. That's know. So stupid. Oh, it's so dumb. It doesn't even sound anything like it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then last but not least. So remember last week.
That's it?
Yeah. Unless there's something else that popped up.
Okay.
So I know.
Oh,
you're like, what? So last week we were talking about SNL, and we were saying like who would be on it, or like, you know,
yeah,
what our predictions are. And right. Everybody, yeah. We got our official first what is it called? First date of SNL. Yeah. And
so, who's all right, performing. So here it is. I think my prediction was kind of right.
Oh.
Remember what I said when I was like, they're going to bring back a lot of fan favorites who've done the show a lot.
Yes.
They're still going to obviously do new people and like people who are promoting stuff. But like, I think the focus is really going to be on that. And it kind of is. September 28th, it's Gene Smart with Jelly Roll as the musical guest.
Ooh.
So, like, I like Gene Smart. I don't know any Jelly Roll music, but whatever.
I like Jelly Roll.
October 5th, Nate Bargatze, who he hosted, I think, last season or this season before, and it was, like, one of the best episodes of the season.
Oh, my gosh. So your prediction was right.
Yeah. And then Coldplay. October 12th. Ariana Grande is hosting, and you guys, Stevie Nicks is the musical guest.
I'm excited.
Crazy.
Yeah.
October 19th, Michael Keaton, Billie Eilish, and November 2nd, John Mulaney, Chapel Roan. So John Mulaney is definitely a fan favorite. They've got Stevie Nicks, Nate Bargatze. Like, I think they're going to pepper, like, the big names in. Like, it's not going to be every single week, but they're going to be.
Okay.
You know, I'm very excited. I think it's going to be good.
No, I'm really excited. And I honestly might be watching. Like, I haven't watched in a while.
I love to watch.
So, my gosh, I'm excited.
Same.
Wait, I don't know if we talked about this last week.
What?
The Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck back to school night that they were like together.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I don't know what's going on, but I guess like they're co-parenting, even though they don't have children together, but like, I don't know. They're
Okay, just be together then.
Right. It's so weird. Like, they were going into the school together for, like, for back to school night. And I was just like, this is weird. Like, it looked like they were a couple. I'm so confused with these people.
I know. I'm like, okay, whatever. You guys know it. Do what you want to do. None of my business.
Yeah. I'm just
breaking
like.
Breaking up is hard. It's hard.
It is. No, I know. But I'm just like, what is happening with them? And then next we have Dave. So we're not done, guys. There's like a few more things. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank Dave God. Grohl's from, do you know what band?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Nirvana. Thank you. Yes.
And Nirvana.
And originally Nirvana. Yeah. Anyway, he announces that he has a baby on the way. Or he has a child, a love child.
So a child that was born with somebody who he's not married to.
Yes. And now he has a wife, he has children, and now that's it. Now it seems like here he is. I predict that the wife is going to divorce him.
Oh yeah.
Because this is crazy. Yeah.
I'm like bummed because I like Dave Grohl as a person. I just
Did you know everyone has said that? Like, I've listened to, like, I have my other podcast that I listen to, and anytime they were talking about the story, they were like, it's so crazy, because all I've heard was good things about him, or people were like, I think he's very nice, I've met him, like, he's a nice guy, right. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So, but allegedly his ex-wife, or his ex, yeah, his ex-wife paints him as a serial cheater.
Ooh.
So I don't know.
We don't like that. Oh,
yeah,
no.
So that's that.
Oh, Dave.
I know it's a mess. And then what else do we have? We have
our weekly hyperfixations, and I actually have one this week.
Oh my God, you do? Okay.
I haven't had one in
you
a while.
Go first then. Oh my gosh.
All right. My weekly hyperfixation this week is a song called Why Can't There Be Love by Dee Edwards.
Okay, I've never heard that song.
I can't stop. I literally can't stop listening to it. It's the song that Donald Glover sampled. Not Donald Glover. What am I saying? Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Sampled Death Camp from.
Oh.
The song, yeah. It's really good. It's really good.
I'll have to listen to it. Well, my hyperfixation is a little different.
Okay.
I've been obsessed with mushrooms.
Like the magical kind? Or
no, like the edible.
The magical kind are also edible.
Are also edible. I'm so sorry. I mean, like the ones that you
like the
food, the vegetable. Yes, I have been obsessed with the vegetable. I've been doing oyster mushrooms, enoka mushrooms. I've been obsessed. I can't stop. So
I kind of love that for you.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun lately, but now I'm starting to wean off of it slowly, but I'm still like kind of craving a mushroom. Like I'm like, oh my God, I could really go for one. It's been
relax.
Fun. I know. Calm down. I've been like craving them. Like, oh my God. You know why? I've been like making fun things with it. I've been doing like chicken sandwiches with it.
Oh yeah, you did the chicken.
Yeah, and then like salads with this. So I've been really doing like really fun things with it. So I think that's why. But wow.
Imagine having the energy to cook.
I know. Oh.
I don't cook.
No, like today I can't. Today I physically can't. Like I don't even know what I'm eating for lunch tomorrow.
You had sushi tonight. Like it's fine.
No, I know, but like my
did
meal
you go to all you can eat?
Yeah.
Which one? The one in Edison?
No, the one in Bridgewater.
Oh.
It was very good. But I That's the one I've been to. I've been to the one in Edison.
I love that one's really good.
Delicious. I love it.
So, I love all you can eat. So good. I love a California roll.
Oh, it's amazing.
You can't have it though.
No, I can't have it. I know, but
what can you
say? What can I do? That's it.
Oh my god, you guys. My final thoughts for the week.
All right.
I was like, I guess like in my sleep, I snoozed every last one of my alarms. So the last one goes off, the one that's at 6:47. That's like, I have to get the fuck up.
That's like the last one.
Yeah. And so I'm in the bathroom, like getting ready, brushing my teeth, whatever. Quickly, like very fast. I'm standing at the sink and both of the cats were sitting on my toilet lid for like a good like minute or two, just like watching me and like hanging out with each other. It's so cute. I'm calling them the Toilet Brothers now.
Oh, I kind of love that. The Toilet Brothers.
Oh, he's doing a stretch.
That's actually really cute.
He's a nice guy. Right, Steven? We're going to get you fixed on Saturday.
Yay!
I have to make that appointment. It might have to happen next weekend, buddy. I'm sorry. He's like, I don't want my balls to be gone. Let me keep them, Mom.
It's good, though. It's good.
I love him. Ow! Why you bite? Hey, stop.
All right, guys. As Gracie's getting beat up by the bathroom brothers.
The Toilet Brothers.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Toilet Brothers.
The Bathroom Brothers is stupid.
That was so dumb. How do you know that
they sit on the toilet together? Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We will be back next week. And there will be so much more going on.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. You
know, we're going to be more energetic. I feel like we have been
I feel like you see that every week. I think we're fine.
All right. It's fine.
I think we're good.
We love it.
I think, right, you know why? I think because we're naturally so energetic that when we're a little lower, it's like, whoa, like we've done nothing.
Yeah, no, I know. And I feel like I haven't been for a while.
100. Yeah. We'll do it next week. All right, guys.
All right. We love you guys.
Have a great weekend. We love you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.